Blog Talk Radio. She says she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning. She says she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning.
Hopefully we can go to heaven, I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven, 'cause I'm safe. Hopefully we can go to heaven, I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven, 'cause I'm staying, I'm staying. Amazing grace, it's hard to say no when it's looking so good in my face. 'Cause all them curves got me on the swerve when I'm trying to drive straight. If you call me on another day, baby girl, I probably would've took that cake. 'Cause every nigga love birthday cake. And every time I come around, I can tell you be looking at me. And I can tell you be wondering if I'm really lonely. If you get along, because I know me. Still I try to be strong, say B, keep a G on, but she ain't trying to hear me.
She says she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning. She says she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning.
Trouble in my way, whispered in my ear, she ain't had good since last May. And she know I could change all that if I want to right now today. Straight put in a place, make her ass wanna stay. Now I can never get away. 'Cause every time I come around, I can tell you be looking at me. And I can tell you be wondering if I'm really loving what I say. If we wrong, if we get along, because I know me. Still I try to be strong, say B, keep a G on, but she ain't tryna hear me. She ain't tryna hear me. She ain't tryna hear me.
She says she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning. She says she wanna drink, do drugs, and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning.
Hopefully we can go to heaven, I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven, 'cause I'm safe. Hopefully we can go to heaven, I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven.
Show the sideways, make it, make it.
Hopefully we can go to heaven.
Oh my God.
Word.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
No, I can't hear you. What did you say?
Okay, shut up. Shut up. So, welcome to the code. Clearly, I can't. People retarded. Dre is having to. I'm still coming home from work, so I ain't made it home yet. So Dre is supposed to be helping me. That's why y'all got a whole ass on.
You know he.
I'm putting that on. You know that.
You know he computer illiterate.
Whatever, that's my jam. Get y'all.
You should have called me. I would have hooked it up because you know
girl,
you can't stop playing the music.
Guess what?
Hey, brother. Hey, brother Ron. Since they dialed me out, what's going on, brother Ron?
Oh, as well. Peace and blessings to you, brother Drake. I'm just here, you know, manifesting my destiny.
I'm talking about God. I know, that's right. How you doing tonight?
Good.
I'm
good, thank you.
This nigga is not having side conversation. She ain't mute shit. What the fuck is going on?
I wasn't going to say a word.
Let's talk to the show.
What in the unprofessional hell is this? I don't know. I can't call it. So, yeah, Dre, you supposed to be holding it down, Dre?
Yeah, man. Well, I'm glad I didn't open the show with her voice.
Okay. I get it. All right, fuck it. It is what it is. You know what the topic is tonight, Dre?
Okay.
Well, the fuck is shits and giggles it is. What the fuck is she laughing at?
I got me some pizza.
Anyway, so what's on y'all's mind tonight?
So I know. Let me tell you some bullshit.
Okay.
So I get off work exactly at 5:00. Right. And dude that I was on the last job with, he said, if you take this road right here straight, it'll take you directly to 95.
He told you a lie.
No. He said, I'm sure the GPS will get you there. So when he said that, it made me, you know what I'm saying, kind of say, well, I might as well use the GPS. I might as well even listen to this motherfucker. So I put the address, you know, you hit home in the GPS, you know what I'm saying, and you go. He said, go straight. The GPS had me making a right turn. I said, all right. He said, straight, the GPS, so I made the right. GPS didn't have me make a left. I'm saying, okay, so maybe it's going back the same direction. So I'm going back this direction on this road, this left GPS told me to make. And next thing I know, the road is closed. I can't go no further. I'm in a big-ass truck. You just can't turn that shit around. No, on these little one-lane, you know what I'm saying, country roads. So now I'm backing this fucking truck up down a one-lane road so I can find a spot where I can make a U-turn. Find a spot to make a U-turn. It was a house that was, like, right there when I'm making the U-turn. You know, this bastard's going to come out and say, don't leave any tire marks in his grass.
You better not leave that kind of marks in his grass.
You know how little sand in the other world is. They don't play about their grass. This is their motherfucker freshly cut.
They show don't.
Motherfucking
and it was
pop.
A nice day today. They had time to cut that grass and stuff.
You understand me? He was like, don't fuck him. I'm like, nigga, you're not going to come out here and help me turn this bitch around and shut the fuck up.
He said the Stanleys of the world.
You know, my grass won an award. That's how he treated you. My grass is award winning grass.
I'm done with you.
So the neighborhood
party like Mr. Wilson and his flower. Remember when Mr. Wilson's flower was trying to like they had a neighborhood party.
Yeah, and then Mr. Wilson said that. Oh yeah.
Yeah, because that man was that man playing that little badass.
What's our trusty driver on?
It's it's similar to the size of a flatbed truck.
Okay.
You know, So it's a bucket truck. You'll see the trucks that go down the road that got the little bucket that go up in the air, the cherry picker.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got one of them.
Right. So I can go in second floor windows and jump there and look at people fucking.
Please don't do that. He's gonna be looking at people.
So you got the one that put the clamp shit out.
That what?
You know how they got their machine up under and you can put them clamps out to hold the truck steady while you're going up in the air and shit?
No, I don't know.
Your truck ain't that big.
Because when they used to do the ones with the cherry pick on it, just the two clamps will come out the side. Then they'll keep the truck steady.
Oh, it's stabilized.
Lift it up the Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nah. That's not good. Is it big enough for me to go up in the air 35 feet?
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, this guy is so fucking worried about his fucking grass. Nigga, I ain't worried about your grass. Why the fuck you ain't got no sign saying the road is closed? How about that shit?
I know, right? Use it for time to say no outlet. Damn.
Listen, I thought about it because, mind you, it was down Fredericksburg. I don't work down there. Nigga, you ain't gonna never see me again.
He don't get that number and write a letter.
Exactly. Write a letter.
I had a woman in the store tell me, she said, you need to write a letter to Dow since they don't have sensitive enough for your skin. Write them a letter. They'll send you a case. Ma'am, I'm going to go on Twitter and tell them I need a case, and they're going to send me one. She was like, I can go on Twitter? Y'all know. You know them less melanated write letters. That's what they do. They'll write a letter in the motherfucking heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
Oh,
and they'll say, I'ma send a letter to the president of the company, the CEO. Okay, well write a letter with your letter right now. Go right ahead.
Write your letter. And you're gonna, it's actually not even gonna get to him. It's gonna get to the what we have, it's called a presidential union. It'll get to them and they're gonna send you a generic ass letter bit.
Right. And a coupon. 20% off your next purchase. And GM Financial, here's a free oil change on us.
Yeah. We don't care about your letter. The time you sat down to write that, get that stamp, ma'am, go to sleep. So he gonna write a letter about you turning around his grass, bro.
He gonna write a letter about kissing my black ass. This is the fuck they gonna do.
Dear Lord.
Man. Okay, Damaj, let's get us started. Let's go.
Okay, but I ain't got no drink in my bed yet.
Nigga, we don't care about your drink right now, nigga. I got Hennessy right here. You know what? I'm going to leave that right there. Matter of fact, fuck it. So, hey, girlfriend, how you doing?
Hey, boyfriend, what's up?
Well, I'm good. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with Dre and Amaj. I think it should have just been me and you today because they fucking up.
No, listen, I'm trying to get in the house.
She's still trying to navigate her way through the streets of the city.
I know, and until she get a drink in her hand, she needs to shut the F up and let us do what we do. How about that?
Oh, shit. You've been tested
all day.
Oh,
you
were
a ref.
Okay, so
we
done figured out what's going on in Ron's life today. So, Medusa, what's going on in the wonderful world of potheads?
what the hell you say, Dre?
I said, what's going on in the wonderful world of Arizona?
you know, same shit, different day. You know, kind of getting hot
Word.
Outside. All that fun stuff.
Kind
of. You
in the desert?
Nigga, I'm in the desert, but it's still, it was like 70 something today. But, yeah, it was a little, you know. We good.
Word.
It's all good in Arizona. Same shit, different day, baby. Same shit, different day.
Nigga said it's getting hot.
It's getting hot. It's been hot the whole
Rondo. Don't start. It has not been hot the whole winter. It gets cold. It be getting cold here. Y'all don't understand.
It would. It usually does get hot during the winter, but y'all don't have fucking winter. Y'all got summer.
Oh my God, we do have a motherfucking winter, Ronald.
Summer and spring and back.
We have summer and winter.
No, they got summer and spring. Like summer, spring, like after spring. Yeah, bruh, and summer.
Yeah, it's starting to get a little warm up in these parts. But it's okay. I can handle it. You know, I'm used to it by now. All gravy.
Word. Well,
word.
My day's been sort of interesting. I'm trying to help my sister find her car because
y'all.
She got stolen up. Yeah, apparently people in North Carolina think we in New Jersey, so they out here for doing New Jersey drive things. So her car is like the 10th one that got stolen in the last 2 months around
damn.
This part. Yeah, so I was helping her with that. Talk to the good white people at the company.
The good white people?
Yeah, because apparently she didn't believe my application or whatever. So when she called me, she asked me all these questions like I was lying or something. So after I talked to them, I tried to watch this Motley Crue movie on Netflix, but I kept getting it right, so I didn't watch it. And, yeah, man, and besides people sending me weird shit in my damn inbox all day, it's all right. All right,
there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hello, ahead. I know y'all probably get the weirdest shit that I get because I'm like stupid and they know I post anything on my page. But I don't know if anybody seen this video. It was supposed to be on TV, apparently on Cheetah. The two gay dudes, he got caught. The dude was gay and he got caught cheating on his wife. So she knew that he was cheating or whatever. So. She was trying to figure out a way to catch him. But, you know, she put Supergirl in that goddamn room and they got stuck together. And so I had to sit in a stupid-ass video.
Why the hell are you talking about that?
She's retarded.
Well.
Somebody got some food.
What? Don't mess But my day was okay. I didn't do anything but work, cause that's what I do, is fucking work all the time. And I didn't want to be bothered today. I just didn't want to be bothered. I told Dre to shut up a couple of times and not talk to me. Just had a bad time.
Technically, 4 times wrong.
Time to shut up. Just stop talking to me. I don't want to be talked to today. Tired of people.
I was trying to prove a point. I was just trying to let her know that you was right about the R. Kelly thing when you said that you think people was using his name or this shit to make money. And the chick that he did the interview with, she just got paid like a grip from down BBC. I showed little Miss Busybody. I said, Ron was technically right, man. I said, look how much she got paid. She said, and your point is, bye. She just told me bye.
Wow.
I'm like, damn. Okay.
Listen. I ain't want to be bothered today. I already read it. Then you telling the information was wrong. She signed a new contract with CBS this morning. So she was already probably going to get a new contract, but he probably just upped it because of that interview. So That's why I told you. But
Ron was still right, though. But he was still right.
I don't care if Ron was right. How about you shut up and stop telling the story wrong?
See, if you want to talk about where's the love? Where is the love, people?
Ain't no love in the heart of the city.
Listen.
This nigga over here singing fucking, I don't know what the fuck she was singing, and this nigga quoting fucking Bill Ayers and shit. Like, what the fucking year are we in, people?
Building what?
Y'all niggas is crazy.
So today I did entertain the internet's world today. So I asked the world, and we have it here. What is something that would get your black card revoked? What is something about you? Like, what is something? Like, for me, I've never seen Juice or A Menace to Society. I don't care to see it. I'm not going to watch it. Just leave it at that.
You know what? Because I remember you saying that before, and I was pissed at you then, and you just made me mad again.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Well, I still ain't going to see it. Glad things ain't changed.
And look, Ron, and they gonna get mad because we've seen it, but she know the whole damn play and the damn movie of Grease.
Hey, you listen. You can listen here. Grease is a motherfucking classic.
Oh, my
God. That is a classic. And I got the DVD in this living room. What? Watch it anytime I want to. Now, I did notice, without them damn commercials from on the TV, Grease ain't even that long.
Lord have mercy.
What? You better respect Grease.
Okay, yeah. I don't think I have nothing. I mean, I ain't the most black person in the world, but I don't know. What would get my black thing on that one? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The only thing I can think of is that I like a horseradish sauce. Yeah.
Ew.
That's it. Yeah.
From Arby's?
Yeah, nigga.
You must be
even
not
though
work.
I had some. I have one bought some
like
from the supermarket,
too.
And the
that
one in the supermarket was better because it was more fresh. But yeah, Arby's. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, so that would be it for me.
I don't eat hot sauce.
I don't eat hot sauce.
That would make my car be revoked. Yeah.
Right. That'd be number one. I don't eat hot sauce.
I don't eat hot sauce. I don't eat potato salad.
I don't eat chicken.
I eat fried chicken and baked chicken and chicken. I can eat chicken all day. Barbecue chicken, chicken.
All right,
Nedra.
She's a chicken.
What else?
I don't eat
potato salad, so that would get my black card revoked. I don't eat hot sauce, so that would get my black card revoked. Definitely don't. Let's see. What's another thing that I don't eat? I don't eat condiments.
You don't eat condiments, so you don't eat ketchup, you don't eat mayonnaise, you don't eat barbecue sauce.
I eat, well, every once in a while I will eat barbecue sauce, but it has to taste. It can't have ketchup. I know it don't. It works well for me because I don't like condiments. I just don't. No, but let me tell you the backstory behind this. I think I got fucking like I don't eat relish. I don't eat anything. Like I think that I got traumatized.
How you eat potato
child.
Salad
I,
without relish? With sweet.
I don't eat potato salad.
Eat?
That's what I'm saying. I don't eat it.
Hey,
I will
okay,
not eat
that's
it
right.
at all. So I think that what happened to me.
Is,
yeah, I got. I think I got was traumatized as a child because. My mom, I used to eat potato salad, and I used to eat comments. I remember eating that stuff when I was younger. But I think my mama one time made this big-ass bowl of potato salad, and her boyfriend at the time had a motherfucking dune buggy. Now, I'm talking about a speed buggy-ass dune buggy. Yeah, like a speed buggy, like speed buggy. Y'all remember speed buggy. Ron, you remember speed buggy. Yeah.
Why would I gotta remember?
He had a dune. So he had a dune buggy
word.
And he rode on a on the highway. So we was going to this fucking family reunion in the summertime, and I had this big ass bowl. I remember there was a my mom had made this bowl of potato salad, and it was sitting like it was on the seat, but it was kind of like in between like my lap. And so I don't know what happened. He hit a bump. He hit a bump. You know those dune buggies go fast, and the wind just whips through there. So the whole motherfucking bowl of potato salad like flipped backwards all over me, in my face, all this shit. And I think that it traumatized me to the point where like the smell—it's not the taste, it's the smell. Like if I smell condiments, I can't fuck with them. Like the smell makes me sick. So I'm all fucked up. I don't eat nothing that has. Yeah, I'm really particular about that kind of stuff. So yeah, you take my card away.
So, Amash, let me see if I got this shit straight. She said, I think I know what the problem is. I'm not sure. And then she goes into a detailed description about her mama's boyfriend, Earl, driving the fucking Honda ATV fucking dune buggy. That was in, you know what I'm saying, in midnight blue. And he made that left onto Dunkirk Street and hit the fucking pothole and the fucking came up. And the fucking, this is the bowl did 2.5 flips and it came down on the left side of my head. So I thought I had a stroke, but I realized it was just potato salad on me.
That's
what it was. No, I think
that's
I know what happened.
That's the only thing that I can think of. That's the only thing I can think of, honestly. That's the only thing. It's like if somebody gets traumatized when you have a sleepover, and you know how motherfuckers be like, if you fall asleep first, you put shit all on people. Like, that's just horrible. Like, don't do that.
It's all I have.
Yeah. And then what else?
What else?
What? The nigga
I
said what else?
Oh, can I tell you?
Black?
No, can I tell you one more thing? Are we talking about black card revoke items that would make your black card revoke, right? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Wait a minute, before you tell it, have you ever played the game Black Card Revoke? I've played it because my family does games.
No,
right?
I want to play it. I heard it was funny.
It's hilarious. You have to get it. I think you can find it at Target or something.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I got to make a Target run tomorrow, so I may do that tomorrow. But I have never seen Cooley High all the way through.
What?
Don't know. You can't what her. You can't what her. There's never seen fucking Menace to Society of Juice. You can't fucking what her. At least she's seen some of the movies.
I seen Menace to Society, I seen Juice, I seen Boys in the Hood, you know, all them black movies.
You just ain't seen all of Cooley High.
I haven't seen all of Cooley High.
I've seen all the black movies. I just ain't seen them two black movies.
No, I'm saying I'm just saying, but I think that one would really make me. And then the fact that I can't dance, I don't have any rhythm, so that revokes my black card, definitely.
You can't dance.
No, I can't. I have no rhythm. I have two left feet.
I've got
rhythm.
I don't have rhythm.
How do you smoke weed and drink Hennessy and can't dance?
Okay, that's not saying it.
When I get drunk, I do the rhythm. I don't understand. I know how to move my hips when it counts the most.
I'm going to need you to go on your purse or your wallet, wherever you keep your black card, and then cut that motherfucker up. How you going to take the fuck up the electric slide for everybody? Really?
I know how to do the electric slide now. I can do the electric slide.
No,
I can do the electric slide really well.
You can't dance, nigga. You can't fuck up the electric slide.
I can do the cabbage patch. I can do the running man. I can do the snake. I can't twerk. I got a big old booty, but I can't twerk. I can't twerk. I'm uncoordinated.
Wait a minute. Raising my hand.
I gotta get Bill and Ted to come do an excellent addition and get your ass out of the eight.
Absolutely not. Because I know how to throw it back when it counts the most, but I can't twerk. I can't. When I'm trying to twerk, it looks really painful.
This is a tragedy. Probably somebody with so much ass don't know how to shake it.
I don't know how to move it
to a white girl.
No, the shit don't work for me. I look uncoordinated and stiff.
Oh my God. Cut your
I can't twerk.
I'm
okay with not being able to twerk. I mean, it is what it is.
You know how these
college games
are not going to cheese no more. You're not black. You know how these collard greens, cornbread.
No, I eat collard greens. I eat cornbread. I know how to cook them.
Watermelon.
I know how to make hot water cornbread. I know how to do all that.
You can't eat watermelon. You can eat watermelon. You can't eat watermelon.
The fuck? Yes, I
can. Watermelon. No, you ain't black. No. She said cabbage to the motherfucking head.
What, that I can't twerk? No, you said you don't.
No,
have to
we're talking about cat's ass now.
Oh, but yeah,
twerk
I can't twerk
my
ass off.
I mean, you ain't got to twerk. You can just, I guess you could back
I know
up
how to,
and slow
I know
grind.
How to slow grind.
You
I don't know how to
slow
grind. What the world?
I know how to slow grind.
I just don't know how to twerk. And I'm okay with not being
twerked.
I mean, it is
what
it is.
You ain't got to throw your ass in a circle. You ain't got to throw your ass in a circle.
Throw that ass in a circle.
You old now.
Throw that ass in a circle.
Yeah,
I be trying to throw it
in
a circle. I be trying to throw it in a circle, but it just don't work. It looks like it's going in a square. It looks like it's going in a square.
Tell nobody else. You got my decent square pants.
I got another name to add to my fucking collection. Oh, shit.
Oh, my decent square pants.
Y'all stupid.
My decent square pants gonna throw that ass in the square.
You so done.
You need to tell me. Well, all the look dancer ass you got.
Girl, I got a whole lot. This is a lot of ass, and I don't know what to do with that.
So, last week, y'all know I was going to see B2K at the beginning of this week. I was never with my kid. So, this is when my child learned that her mama knows how to twerk.
Oh, shit.
Because Yin Yang Twins came on and shaking like a salt shaker and whistle
shit.
While you twerk.
Oh, shit.
She was like, mama, hey. You got here, didn't you? You got here. Your mama knows how to twerk. Okay? Be quiet.
I mean, like I said, in my defense, I know how to throw it back and do what I need to do and move these hips when it matters the most. So,
as long as I can do that,
I'm okay.
You insinuate that you know how to fuck? I mean, she didn't say
that
she's 87 pounds. Like, nigga. All right.
I'm just saying.
Nigga, get a one,
two. It'd be different. I would be in a really bad position if I couldn't twerk and couldn't fuck. That would be a bad thing.
They do
bad
it all
thing.
The time.
But see, the thing is, twerking is to help you.
Twerking can help you.
I'm gonna take some twerking classes. But the thing is, I know how to dance on a pole. It's fucked up. I'm all fucked up in the game.
But
I can pole dance my motherfucking ass off.
Be quiet. Stop talking. Right now. I'm in detail. Now, I'm going to repeat what the fuck you just said. You said, now I can get on a pole, but I can't twerk.
I can.
You can't do no special shit on the pole. You can't twerk
as long as I can spin around that bitch
totally jiggle upside down, can you?
I might not be able to do that, but it kind of jiggles on
you. Need not. You come to the stage. Okay, girl. Okay,
I know
girl.
How to bend over and make it wiggle.
That's good enough. That works. I'm not doing this with you today, Sarah.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh,
shit. I think what I think. That's all you got, give it to me.
That's all I got. That's all I got for you. That's all I got for you, Daddy, is a little wiggle. I'm bend over in the wiggle.
You can't even. Can you touch your toes? And can you not? I mean,
I'm very flexible. I can touch my toes. I can palm the bottom of the ground. Like, I can do all that stuff. I can put my legs up, you know, a little far. I do some things. I do what I need to do to make it happen for me. You know. But the crazy thing is, though, when I get to drinking, when I get a little, I don't know where it comes from. I think my black girl comes out when I get drunk. Like, she comes out. She just comes out of hiding. Maybe because I don't have to think. Well, you know how when you be drunk or you be fucked up, you don't really be thinking about it. Like, it's, and I think the problem is I overthink.
I know what I be doing.
No, for me, I'm saying, I think the problem is that the disconnect comes in because I be thinking about the shit too hard. I overthink it. You know what I mean? So I'm doing extra shit that I shouldn't be doing. So then it looks like I'm supposed to be doing this. I'm not really doing that. And it just don't work. So, but when I get drunk and I don't give a fuck no more and everything's just out the window, it just kind of happens for me. And I make it work and it's okay. You know? So, you know. So it's just life, though. You know?
Okay. Well, when you come out there, since you ain't got no real friends out there teaching you how to twerk and shit. When I come out there, I'm going to teach you how to twerk. It's because it's all in
your
side.
You bringing your ass. I'm bringing my ass.
But you're going to learn how to motherfucking twerk. No, that's
okay. I will take twerk lessons. Please. I welcome the twerk lessons. Okay. Just make it work. Help me. Help me. I need assistance. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, she's twerking. She's twerking. And she, I'm sorry, I had to start twerking in the middle of the living room.
Yeah, I could hear that shit.
So what? I was twerking last night live on the radio.
But I can drop it low and, like, do all that other
stuff. Not drop it low and pick it up fast.
I can a little bit. I can do some little stuff. I mean, I have. Trying to like some stuff, but you know, when I don't overthink it, I do okay. Yeah. I'm okay with admitting my shortcomings. Like, I'm okay with admitting my shortcomings. You know, you can't get better unless you're willing to admit that there's an issue and you've got a problem you can't fix, you know?
So let me ask you this. Since you can't work or whatnot, is it okay for your boyfriend to go to the strip club and see some girls twerking? Because you ain't offering it at the house.
I mean, I do a little, I try to do what I can, but if he goes to the strip club.
Oh, Lord, the fella done got kicked in the head, y'all. She done twirled around on the pole and kicked that fella in his head.
No, let me tell y'all a story. I am not, it's funny. Oh. So, I caught myself being sexy a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
so, I caught myself wanting to give him a lap. Caught myself wanting to give him a lap dance.
Dear Lord.
Hey, y'all know I'm clumsy as fuck, too, so that don't help.
Oh, Lord.
So, I'm doing what I'm doing. I got on these 6-inch heels with this fucked up ass ankle. And I've been rehabilitating my ankle with my heels.
Because all my heels are 6 inches.
So she I be walking around the house, running the vacuum cleaner and shit with my heels on, just so I can kind of get back acclimated.
Not going over.
Wearing them? No, I wear them and I walk around so that I can, you know, get back acclimated to it. So I called myself a couple of weeks ago, trying to be give him a fucking lap dance. And he said, "Babe, sit down."
I'm glad he know.
Mm-hmm.
Let that fellow know.
But I made no secrets about it.
You still didn't answer the question.
Can he go to the strip club?
Is it okay? Yeah, he can go to the strip club. I don't mind.
I'm about to go right now.
That's
I hear that hot shit.
She lying. She lying, y'all. She's telling lies.
Uh-oh. We got a voice with a human.
You stupid.
You're not going to the strip club. Shut your ass up.
Why'd you just tell that lie? Why are you being idiot? You said that thing and then
he said he's going right now.
You said you ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going to the strip club. He's just talking shit.
I knew you were fucking lying. I knew it.
I was what?
I said he should go to the strip club.
But then he ain't going right now.
He said he's going right now.
You can go to the strip club.
This nigga got the whole family on the fucking line. I'm done.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. So unprofessional. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Lord,
so,
I'm sorry.
Okay, Ron's black card is revoked because he like horseradish and he don't eat
chicken.
And he don't eat hot sauce.
Medisa's
is revoked because she don't eat condiments. She don't eat potato salad. She can't twerk. What else?
You never saw the end of Coolie High.
I never saw all of Coolie High.
So yeah, that's why my black card would be revoked. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Dre.
Yes, ma'am.
What was something that your black card would be revoked for?
Oh no, my black card is real nigga fire.
You're not black. You're not the blackest.
Did this fool just say his black card is real nigga fire?
Yes. You're not the blackest. Because you're a nigga.
Mine is sort of straight. I don't think I did nothing to get mine. Well, no. No, that don't count.
Dear Lord.
I don't eat chitlins. Maybe I can get revoked for that.
Me neither. We all don't eat chitlins.
Okay, let's see.
This nigga blackity black.
This nigga. Black, yeah. I'm black and black and I'm black.
Exactly.
He's black and black.
I seen all the hood movies. And I like all the good music.
I got one.
Uh-oh.
The nigga get his black car revoked. Over 40 ain't got no children. All black men over 40 got three, four baby mamas.
Hell no. You see, the thing is, I supposed to have three, but they got that taken care of. We got that taken care of back in the day. So,
nigga, if we got impossibles, wait.
Yeah, I supposed to have three.
You can't count impossibles.
There was not baby mama material. Hell no.
But you slept with him.
I slipped up, and I shouldn't have did it. Because one was a major fucking pothead. Like, she smoked pot like motherfucker smoked cigarettes. Like, she was terrible.
Listen, you gonna stop disparaging the good Mary Jane. All right? You're going to stop talking bad about the group.
Stop talking bad about Mary Jane. Mary Jane's great.
Listen, I used to smoke.
I used to smoke, and I'm not knocking. But if you smoke, like, cigarettes, like, back to back, you got a fucking problem. Like, damn, you can't even enjoy the fucking high. You bought one, you didn't hit the damn blunt, you smoked it all up, and then 30 minutes later, you smoked on another one. What the fuck?
That's called expendable cash, nigga. That's what that's called.
Man, that bitch was bell. She was bumming money left and right. She was terrible.
So Jay's blacker than black, and then black out, like black y'all. So.
Yeah, because I mean, I've seen all the hood movies, even the ones that wasn't good. Like fucking, what's that shit? Leprechaun in the Hood 3. But they did.
You the only person that saw it. All alone, only person in the movie theater. Only person.
I don't like tomato sandwiches.
Oh, y'all, Miss Natchinette, you might not be black, but your ass ain't country if you don't eat no tomato sandwich.
I don't like it.
I'm country. Go ahead and put me some mayonnaise, some salt, some peppers on that white bread. I might have a stomach later for eating the bread, but I'm going to eat that shit. And the tomato got to be fresh out the garden. It can't be that grocery store shit. I need mine out the garden.
Yo, she sound like somebody's grandmother. I swear for God, she sound like that.
I can go to my grandma's house, and I can go out to my grandma's garden and pick me a tomato during the summertime and cut it up. And make me a tomato sandwich. Legit, I can. I'm country. I ain't trying to act like I ain't. I'm country. Country as hell. I may not eat nobody's chitterlings, but I'll eat me a tomato sandwich. Sure enough, I don't eat chitterlings. My mama do. And my mama and my sister-in-law eat them nasty things. No.
Anything that makes my house stink like that.
Right.
No, I'm good.
I'm like, oh God, and so my mom only cooks chitlins for homecoming because it's what people want. And every time I go down my mama's house, right after we go, like we've been out drinking, oh God, I go down there and smell like chitlins. I'm like, oh God, I feel like I gotta wash my hair, I gotta wash all my clothes, all that shit in my. I always feel like it's in my skin.
That's one of them things that make a nigga get a napkin and wipe the inside of his nostrils and shit and clean. You know what I'm saying? I want to get every remnants of that smell away from me.
Exactly. I agree. Medisa, do you eat chitlins?
Hell, fucking no. No chitterlings for me. Ew.
Does your boyfriend eat chitlins?
Oh, no. He don't eat anything pork. He don't eat anything pork.
He don't eat no pork. Oh, that nigga ain't
no
black.
Pork at all.
He is black.
He just don't eat pork. He don't anymore,
that nigga white. That nigga white.
He don't eat any pork.
Black
don't.
So
I don't got to make pork chops
and stuff
shit.
That people say they don't eat. And so let's see if y'all agree with them to say they going to get their cars revoked. Tabitha says, I'm the one you don't want to play phase with. Leave me just with Uno.
But she don't
play
phase.
She don't know how to play phase?
Play
phase. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she needs her black card.
She said a Korean chick taught her how to play phase. My sister-in-law taught me how to play phase. I didn't learn how to play phase until my brother got married.
Do y'all think that people who don't know how to play dominoes should have their black card revoked?
I know how to play dominoes, but
I don't.
That's a West Coast thing.
Yeah, I think it is. It must be
that's
because
not
I'm not.
A West
I'm from
Coast
the Midwest.
Thing.
Ron, you know how to play dominoes.
Yes, of course I know how to play dominoes. The fuck is wrong?
Yeah, I know how to play dominoes.
But what I'm saying is they do that
a lot. Of course I know how to play dominoes. What's wrong, Ron Black, you fucker? I hate you.
Like in New York, it's big, but it's big in New York because it comes. It's big in the Caribbean. So, like the Dominicans that come up and the Jamaicans and the Haitians that come up, so that's maybe why it's big in New York. But, yeah, we play dominoes all the time.
Well, my neighbors downstairs play dominoes. Like, on a nice day outside, you can hear them downstairs playing dominoes. So, yeah, okay. Because they're from, like, Maryland, the Maryland area. So, okay. I was reading. Tracy says she can't stand macaroni and cheese.
Tracy can go directly to
her. Oh, yeah, she need her black card seriously revoked. But I told her I love her still. She may not be black anymore, but I love her.
Right.
Carlos says, I think the movie Color Purple is so overrated. I have yet to watch the whole thing. I just don't get it. Hashtag boring. You two have to beat me. Yeah.
You show is ugly.
And then that's what Steely was like. When Steely was saying, you still ugly. Because when she was telling you think I'm ugly. But see, the thing about this is, for me, when I read the book,
right,
it started to make sense to me the way the movie was. Because if you watch, like you, when we were young and we watched the movie, you was like, why is Celie acting that way with Suge? Right? So when you read the book, you learn that they had a lesbian relationship. Like, oh, that's why she was all on Suge when she was getting ready to leave. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I guess what you say is right.
What you
I
mean
just think
you
it's. No, I'm saying because usually, as you said, the other way around. You know what I'm saying? Like, you read the book and then you see the joint. And
yeah,
usually,
no,
the reason you say that.
Like in the movie. What I'm saying is, like, when I first, because I've always watched the movie first. Like, I didn't know, I didn't read the book until later on in life. So, it started to make sense. It started to piece together why she acted the way she did in the movie when I read the book. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
See, but what I'm saying is, if I looked at it like that, I would say, because I read the book before I saw the movie. And what I would say is, it was watered down. It was a good movie, but it was watered down from the book. You know what I mean? Like the reading the book, I don't think would have explained. That's for me. Wouldn't explain why the movie was like that. It would have had me question why was the movie like that. You know what I mean? Like because there was a lot of shit that was in there that I guess I mean like, you can't put everything in the movie, but they left out the good shit. But it is
right,
they
didn't leave out the good stuff. They always leave out good stuff when they turn a book into a movie. They always do. Corey says she is a hardcore metalhead.
Oh, yeah, she goes straight to Europe.
Emilia says, I've never seen any of the Fridays. And she was with me. She had never seen Juice or Menace to Society. She's never seen ATL. She's never seen Boys in the Hood. And she was never a diehard Martin Show fan.
Bye. You can leave immediately out the nigga door.
Not the nigga door.
Leave out the nigga door.
Yeah, I didn't know that about her until today. I was like, oh. And then she was like, but my HBCU card keeps me here. I said, and that's the only thing that keeps your pinky toe in the dough.
That you went to an HBCU. That is the only reason why.
It depends on which one she went to, really.
I believe she went to, for some reason, I want to say she went to Bennett.
Let me go look. Yeah, she went to Bennett. She went to Bennett College here in Greensboro.
But your
accreditation at your school, it's only your pinky toenail.
Right, right.
Not even your whole pinky toe, it's your pinky toenail. Katie says that I hate sweet potato pie. I don't particularly care for contemporary gospel. My knowledge of artists begins and ends with Kirk Franklin. I don't eat organs. I guess that's chitlins. And I'm a rocker, if anything. Jermaine, that's not your real name. That's not what your mama named you. Your mama named you Aaron. Never saw The Color Purple. I don't eat collard greens or watermelon.
You see, these people is killing me. Who the fuck don't eat watermelon?
I love watermelon. I could eat watermelon every day of my life.
You understand? Every day.
Every day. It just can't be hot. It can't be hot.
Who the fuck eats hot
really,
watermelon?
Really, Dre? Dre, really?
What?
Oh, Lord. Y'all keep talking. He done hung up and called into the regular phone line, and now the host thing is not open. Oh, God. Retarded. Let me call him. Stupid man.
Did they kick me out?
This nigga. Good help is hard to find. Yeah, so we have a temporary pause in the motherfucking communications because this nigga Dre fucked up. It's all Dre's fault. We're going to blame Dre.
It's not my fault. It kicked off. It dropped me.
I don't know what the fuck happened, but he did it. Oh, shit. What time is it? It is. We got a half hour left. I got to go get dressed.
Good Lord, I'm back.
I love you.
But anyway, Dwight says he does not eat soup. He hates seafood and he can't play spades.
Damn. What?
And he doesn't eat seafood and he doesn't play spades. Freddie. Even though I love how his government name is, I know him as Freddie. He said, I refuse to go to church, eat watermelon, or eat any fish that has bones in it. I don't eat fish with bones in it. I feel like I shouldn't have to do all this goddamn work to eat this goddamn fish. But I bust some crab legs open, though.
When you say you don't eat fish that has bones in it, you mean like the bones have to be taken out of it? Or the fish doesn't.
And you, the way you cut it, if you fillet a, you can fillet a fish without the bones in it.
So you wouldn't eat like if somebody bought a whole fish and had it cleaned out and fried that, you wouldn't eat that?
Is the bone still in it?
Yeah.
No, I'm not eating that. I'm not eating that shit. But a simple fact, you know, you don't eat too much goddamn work to eat the goddamn fish.
Exactly.
No, I'm not doing that.
All right, well, fuck you. I can't have it on my fish.
You can keep that to yourself because I don't want to. It's too much work. I'm trying to eat. I'm hungry.
Nobody
want to have to do a whole lot of fucking work to eat no food. Shit, we just want to eat.
If I say to you, I don't want no. Like, let's say you fix the hamburgers on the grill or whatever, and you was like, "Hey, I'm about to fix the hamburgers. I'll put this, and this on it." Don't you put no onions on my food? If I got to pick a motherfucking onion off my food, I'm not eating it. Because, one, I got to pick shit off my food. Two, now the nasty-ass paste is on there. No, I don't want this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Yeah. There you go. I was about to say something, but it doesn't make no sense to even talk. I'm just going to shut the fuck up.
But anyway, Sugar Tay says she can't stand watermelon of any kind. Now, I thought there was only one watermelon.
Oh, no. She's talking about
said,
that nut in her mouth. Oh, my bad.
I cannot.
I'm saying.
And
yeah,
she don't like peach soda.
Watermelon.
Don't like peach soda. I like watermelon. I like watermelon. Yup. Nick D says he didn't start listening to hip hop music until he was 11. But he's strange anyway.
So that means how old is he now?
His car needs to
go
bye-bye. He'll be 36 tomorrow.
Oh, goddamn.
So you mean to tell me he didn't start listening to this hip-hop music? He missed a whole damn decade, damn near. What the fuck?
I mean, you better ask him, what did he listen to 0 through 10?
Well, he didn't listen to him. I don't think he listened to anything. I think I've had this conversation with him before. He didn't listen to anything because he was very sheltered as a kid. So he really didn't listen to anything. But he liked wrestling. And he was a huge little geek when he was little.
Okay. Awesome.
So, yeah.
I got my hip-hop on. That's a damn sure.
No, you're not smart. You're not smart. You're not smart. Don't tell nobody.
Whoa.
Sometimes, man, you just got to love your fucking best friend and work with.
You're not smart. You're not smart. You're not smart at all. This is for Ron and Medusa. Robert says he don't like hot sauce. He can't stand it.
God. Well, I can't say nothing because I don't like it either.
I just started eating hot sauce within the last 5 years.
See, that's why
I started
eating Bojangles chicken because they marinate this shit in them and fucking hot sauce. You bite in this shit, this shit hot as hell. You can see the damn shit in the damn chicken.
So Dan says he don't eat collard greens. Sharon says, I eat my chicken with a fork most times, and I don't like food with bones in it.
So fucking
hell,
fucking
no.
Chicken with a fork.
And I can attest to the fact that she does eat her chicken with a fork.
Somebody think they ain't goddamn Beverly Hills. What the fuck?
Yeah, well, she's an official Caucasoid. Yes, she has lost her black card.
She thinks she's eating in Beverly Hills somewhere. Well, if you don't pick that goddamn chicken up, put goddamn grease on your motherfucking fingers, how you gonna lick? You don't even get to lick your fingers. You don't even get to enjoy the aftertaste of the motherfucking chicken.
She don't even.
I think down
that chicken wings, like the small ones. Yep. Benjamin says, I don't dislike or hate white people. I don't drink. I don't get involved with protests. And, I didn't get on the Obama bandwagon.
Oh, look on him.
I don't like what that motherfucker trying to insinuate.
Yeah, exactly. Ain't look on that. Why are we friends with this dude?
He on my Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. We can't even be friends with him. He got
stuck. And Charlene says, I don't know how to play spades or Uno, and I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
First of all, you can't say I don't give a fuck if your name is Charlene, okay? Your name got to be motherfucking Shante or Keisha or Mika or Tamika or Tawana before you say you don't give a fuck.
Charlene.
The fuck? Charlene. Get the hell out of Charlene. You ain't even got a black name.
I had a wrong moment.
I gotta go to Instagram
for the other choices.
Why are you gonna blame me? I don't be having moments like that anymore.
Okay. So, Bodyguard 1906
had a joke. He said, hey, I haven't seen Menace 2. Hold up. Wait a minute. I have. Never mind. Olga, the real black Olga. Yes, she is a black girl. And her name is Olga, and she is my motherfucking G. She said, I'll eat grits.
I don't eat grits neither.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah,
me neither.
Oh, I love me some motherfucking
grits. But I don't think that's,
oh,
I don't think that's a black carb,
you
folks.
I
don't think you can have
I
your black carb.
Because I got this thing, like, if I ate that shit a lot when I was coming up, I can't eat it no more. Like, fucking grits.
I
got
you know
bologna.
What, Dre? That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know how,
I mean, like,
you know, grits kind of got that cream of wheat consistency, and I ate a lot of that cream of wheat when I was little. So
no, we don't. Cream of wheat and grits are not the same
like
thing.
Like
they similar.
Can't eat it no more because we ate it so fucking much,
cream
man.
Of wheat
like,
and grits are
like,
not the same.
Oh,
no, I'm not saying they the same. I'm saying they similar, like consistency-wise.
So Amon, let me see if
no,
I got this straight. So, in Medisa house, they couldn't cook, and in Dre house, they was poor. Am I understanding
no.
what's going on here?
No,
man.
Like, my mom, she worked first shift, and my dad worked first shift. So, in the summertime, I had to go down my aunt's house, she would keep us, or I would have to go down my cousin's house. And every damn day, man, turn around, we eating fucking bologna sandwiches for fucking lunch. If we weren't eating fucking bologna sandwiches, it was fucking damn oatmeal or fucking damn grits and shit. I got tired of this shit, man. And I was like, man, fuck it. I got this one aunt to this day. She don't like using sugar, none of that shit. She's straight fucking healthy. Like, she don't. This, like, she sit there. This is when it first came out, the cereal kit. This shit was nasty as hell. I heard it good now because they put a little sugar to it. But back then, this shit was like eating cardboard. And that's all she would serve us. That for breakfast, bologna sandwiches for lunch, or we ate fucking nasty ass fucking pimento cheese sandwich.
Oh my God. I don't fucking bologna
either. And then being raised on a fucking farm, we ate fucking salad like.
When he said salad, let me tell you this. He don't even mean like salad. He talking about greens.
Green. Every time you turn around for fucking lunch or damn dinner, you go in there and you see damn greens on the collards is on the damn table.
Oh, I love collard greens. I can eat them all day long.
Girl,
don't even get me started.
Ooh, all right, so Olga don't eat grits. What else? What was her name? I know her. Quan says he don't eat fried chicken. Erica says
how
she
you got a name? How your name is Corn? You don't eat fucking chicken.
I was thinking the same damn thing.
God, nigga, how you got a thug name and don't eat chicken? You got a fucking thug name and don't eat chicken. God damn. Yo, man, my name's Corn.
I'm like, nigga, they should know you at churches by your government. Nigga, they should know you at churches. Like, how you going to Popeye's?
Nigga, name Corn don't eat chicken. That is
the nigga named Quan. They know him at the liquor store, the weed house, and Church's Chicken. You know? And the beauty supply house.
What he got to go in there and get his do rag.
Tell
that nigga to change his name to Christopher.
Yeah, Christopher.
Ghetto thug name. What the fuck?
Christopher with a K. With a K.
I don't have a thug ass name. A thug black ass name with that. I know off the top of my head about 50 corns. I got a black ass name and don't eat chicken. The fuck?
Hell, ain't that guy named Corn alone? Erica says she doesn't eat grits, hot sauce, or drink sweet tea.
She don't drink sweet tea. That's a cardinal sin. Everybody need to drink a little diabetes. We gotta pray for her. She needs some intervention. She don't know. Erica, I know Erica for a long time. We went to high school together. She never had no McDonald's sweet tea. No cookouts. Oh, Lord, she sure had them with some lemon. Oh, man, she's missing out on all the diabetes. The goodness. All the diabetes.
Lady J says to me, she said, me either. I've never seen Miss Society or Juice, and you and I can sit together on the bench. And I said, well, I'm glad I got a friend that I actually realized, no, sitting on the bench with me. Chiquita doesn't eat pork. Joel said that he definitely, I'm sorry.
I just need to interject real quick. Eating pork is not a black thing because every fucking race eats pork. That's bullshit.
Exactly.
That don't count. Bullshit.
Always. So all of a sudden, now you ain't stop right there. Why you ain't say something?
Somebody just.
Every race eats chicken, too. You ain't saying
fried
about that.
Fried chicken. But fried chicken and watermelon, we already know that shit is staple in the black community.
Nigga, so is a pork chop.
It is.
Not necessarily. Some people can't afford pork chops.
Nigga,
so they might have to opt for the cheaper pork steak. Or, you know, pork ribs. You know, something. I don't know. But pork, I don't know. Pork is just different than chicken to me. Like, I don't know. I just don't know.
Right,
because
you eat chicken and you don't eat pork.
But maybe she thinks, maybe she feel like pork is something that black people eat, like we eat because we really basically got the scraps when we were slaves. So we got whatever the fuck that they gave us. So that's why we have, that's why we eat neck bones and chitlins and motherfucking hog maws.
Pig feet.
Man, I ain't had no neck bones in years. Pig knuckles.
And
I ain't never ate a damn neck bone ever in my life. It don't make sense to my life.
It ain't enough fucking meat on them motherfuckers. Shit. I used to hate my grandma cooked them. Well, never know me. It's
them
like all bone, but two bites of meat. They good. My grandmother used to cook the shit out of them motherfuckers. They good, but I would never cook them.
Those motherfuckers is good as hell.
Do y'all all eat black eyed peas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, baby. Woo, black eyed peas. I might make some for dinner.
I like black eyed peas.
Yeah. Who the fuck
I love
black eyed peas?
Some people don't. I love them motherfuckers. Woo.
She's going to mess around. Let me tell y'all this. Medisa going to have love fat on her. So she been out there cooking every day and night. And fucking. Laying around eating them fucking. Eating them fucking.
I'm going to
be fat.
I'm telling you, I had to stop. Like, I had to change my. I was like, oh, hell no. I've been working on these curves a little bit. And this definition is kind of coming because these sides are slimming down. The stomach is getting flat. So I'm like, shh. I noticed that it was a little, I was like, my double chin looked like it was trying to come back. Okay, yeah, let me slow my ass down, go back to eating my salads and shit.
Out there being fat and in love.
Fat and in love. He didn't gain a little. I feel like he didn't gain a little weight. Is he gone? Make sure he ain't no work.
Why are you talking all low? Nigga, don't be lowering your voice now.
Why are you talking low? Because he be feeling... Yeah, you know. He said, don't be telling all my business. I be telling y'all stuff because y'all my friends.
Listen, you ain't got to tell us your business because we be putting that shit together because you just start laughing and we know we telling the truth.
Thank you. Nigga, we
teach
you. We fucking got X-ray vision.
Y'all my friends because y'all my friends. Like, y'all my friends' friends. Y'all ain't no, like, you know, y'all ain't my Facebook friends. Y'all my fucking friends' friends. You know? Yeah, y'all my people. So, yeah, y'all know.
Yeah, but you still have to start whispering when you start talking. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. You just like that motherfucking whisper.
But such a motherfucking
business. You telling them all. He said, I know you be telling them all our motherfucking business. Hey, no, I don't. I just be telling them some stuff. Some stuff to the people.
That's funny. So that's
Iran,
not
did you ever answer the question? Did you ever answer?
Black
card.
Answer what question?
Yeah,
what we've been talking about
the last. I never saw Juice or
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. They yeah, a Menace.
A Menace to Society. I saw all the resident black ass movies.
Hey, don't talk about it. Give it a chance, man. Those are great movies.
I feel like this. I ain't missed it. Like I don't feel like I've missed anything of that.
Okay. All right, how about this? So let's move it off of Black. Let's put on American. Like, what's the most American thing that you've ever done?
The most American thing? What's considered, like, what's something that's considered as real American? Give an example.
So, I remember I had went to summer camp one year. My mother sent me to summer camp. And I'm trying to remember
the
name.
Summer camp is definitely American. Summer camp is definitely American.
Well, that wasn't the part of it that I'm talking about. But
that
would be considered American.
I'm trying to think of the name.
I think it was called Camp Trebago. And when we went to the camp, what they would do is they had, you know, different themes. So one of the themes was a fucking hold down.
Oh, hold down. I want to hold down.
They gave us, I mean, I'm used to digging holes down, but I ain't never did no fucking hold down. You know what I'm saying? That shit was brand new to me. So we fucking doing, what's that shit?
Don't keep going.
And don't you know your partner. We doing that shit. Yo, I look back on that shit.
We didn't do no hold down in 4-H camp. We did this stupid ass fucking thing. I think me and my cousin went to black people to get it, man. We had to damn something where you had to make a wooden car or some shit. And you had to make the motherfucker you had to make a wooden car and you had to race the motherfucker. And we were the only two niggas out there doing shit.
Nigga, you was in the Boy Scouts and you was making the dune buggy?
Yeah, the 4-H camp was something like motherfucker. The funny part was
you got kicked out
me and my cousin. Yeah, me and my cousin got kicked out because then white dudes were trying to start the shit, so we wound up whooping their ass. We just kicked out. Then my mom and my little aunt gets mad at us for beating up the white dudes after they done called us some niggas. That's the crazy shit.
You sound like you're still upset about that, son.
Yeah, man.
He wanted to go to the hoedown.
Yeah, we're all from real racist. But the hoedown thing, that's hilarious. Because I got invited to one, but I never went. I was like, hell no, you ain't going to be rich in my motherfucking ass.
Right, you know what I'm saying? They had a pig on a stick, was turning that shit around, and they were all eating corn and fucking potato salad with the real big potatoes, like white people potato salad, not black people potato salad. No, this was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck
they make it with white,
Ron,
the
I
red
one,
potato.
I got one for you, Ron.
Yeah.
We went on this field trip, right? And my mom didn't get the time for this trip. I got my grandma to sign it. We went to this place down there called Chickapin Plantation.
That's not Jasper. Don't you talk about Chickapin.
Ron.
You know they're my people.
So they had me and my cousin, three of my cousins were the only three niggas out there. We went. Tear the damn ball. We out this motherfucker picking cotton like hell.
Look,
you stupid as shit. So we get back to the damn. Yeah, man, because they got this little thing. I said, they're let you damn pick the cotton and shit. And then you got to give it to them so they can damn. You're supposed to be like, basically, like shipping in and helping them motherfuckers. Shit. This shit is the most racist shit ever, man. Did that bullshit, went home, and we told our damn parents what the fuck had happened, man. We supposed to went back the following year. That's like one of the annual damn school trips up there. Man, my mom, that was the first time
My mama told my ass to stay the fuck home from school. She was gonna go a damn trip.
Yeah, yeah, you stay at home. You ain't doing that good anymore.
The woman, the, because it is an old plantation. That's what it is. The woman it is named after of is my great, great, great grandmother. On the
pen
side.
This one.
She's a white slave owner.
You're stuttering, nigga.
No, I'm telling you what it is. Like, he married a Native American woman. So, yeah.
So you're telling me that Dre was making money for you when he was bigger guy. That's what you're telling me.
Basically.
That
was one of our school trips in middle school. That was one of them. They did that trip for years.
That's crazy.
So.
And y'all know Dre. Yo, Dre is dumb old. So you know that was a long time ago.
That's funny. So, I used to go to hoedowns and powwows and all of that stuff.
And have slaves on my plantation.
And ride horses. Oh, so listen, there's a horse show here this week. And since I'm off Sunday, I'm going to go over to the horse show because it's free. Then I'm going to go watch them jump horses.
Now, when you say a horse show, is it like a horse show like the one the Medusa went to or an equestrian event?
It's an equestrian event.
Okay.
Y'all, that rodeo,
so
it was all black people, all black cowboys.
So you're going to a rich people horse show?
Yeah, she's going to the rich people.
And it's free.
And it's free. Okay, I hear that.
Okay, free is always good.
Because they came in, because see, right across from my store is the stables and everything. And so they had came in today, and the young lady that came in, and I was like, you're here for the horse show? She was like, yeah, my granddaddy does it. It's the owner of the show. I was like, oh, I didn't know that. So she was like, come over this weekend. I was like, will y'all be there Sunday? She was like, yeah. I said, well, I'm free Sunday. I can come watch. And I said, is it free? She was like, yeah, it's free. Okay, I'll be there. I will be there. You better be glad I can't put my hands on no cowboy hat and some boots real quick.
Girl, you would love it at this black rodeo out here because they had on boots and everything.
Well, see, the black rodeo, it travels. So it will be traveling to, it travels to D.C. It does travel to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So me and the boyfriend have talked about going to see it in Atlanta.
Oh, cool. Girl, wait till you see them girl cowgirls. Man,
yeah,
nice and bad.
What are you looking at? The big bitches? What are you looking at?
No, I was saying they were so dope. Like, they were dope. The girl cowboys or cowgirls.
Shut up,
Ron.
What happened?
No.
Oh, shit. What about the boy cows? How was the boy cows looking?
I'm talking about.
Looking good.
Shut up. He's so dumb.
Oh,
I want me a horse. I want my horse. And I can't wait to go horseback riding on the beach and near the water when I go to Mexico.
I
want to
do that too.
Yeah,
well, that will be done. Shut up, Ron.
Yeah,
I can't.
I thought to say something, but I didn't say it. So I was being
nice. I know,
actually
you
nice.
So, what was you about to say? What was you about to say?
I was about to say, somebody going to ride this horse tonight, nigga.
Yeah, he was going over there to that strip club. He was going over there to that strip club. That's what he was doing there.
No,
he about to book it. He going to go down there to the strip club and let the little check fast girls take all on him.
Oh, no, he ain't going to that. He ain't going to the strip club. You best believe that. He can talk that shit, but he ain't going to sit there.
The nigga just said he wanted to go. How you go? This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. If, you know what I'm saying? If you able to go up to the fucking strip club, you should go if you're able to.
I'm just talking shit,
right.
I'm just talking shit because he ain't here. That's all.
Yeah, because when he was here, you was like,
I think he gained 4 pounds. Shut the fuck up, Vaughn.
I think
guard dog
Jasper on me. I ain't gonna put all of Medusa's I can't dance on her. I forgot she is from Indiana.
Shut the fuck up, so is Michael Jackson.
But he had choreography. That nigga. Come on, this motherfucker changed his whole ass nose.
No.
What do you think he had choreography? And what kind of feet you got, nigga?
I was about to say, it's way on the alcohol.
Oh, Lord.
Blame it on the alcohol.
There it goes.
I'm trying to get my words together, but they wouldn't.
Is it tickling you?
They just won't come out. Is it tickling you? I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right, I'm back to normal.
Okay.
As you were.
Tickle.
Coming to the stage, Medusa Square Booty.
Don't get on.
Now,
be nice.
Yeah, I got issues. Y'all know that, right?
Don't. You hear what is every Friday night, and you got motherfucking issues. Well, how about that?
I'm here when I'm awake.
Your ass is old and ancient. Old ass. Did you get your AARP card in the mail?
Nigga, it's only two A's in that shit. You said like seven A's.
I said AARP. I said AARP.
Look at you.
Shut up.
Y'all can know my name.
Just because you got two capital letters in your name, you know me. Everything got two capital letters, nigga.
A, capital A,
little
A.
That's what we doing today, Ron.
Okay.
I'm just saying. You was coming for me saying I had some fucking email address name, fucking stupid.
No, I was not. I was actually saying because Joe was
AOL.com or something like that.
No, because you always talk about this dick, so I figured that.
You know what I'm saying? What did she think of me to think that I would have an email like that?
I told your motherfucking ass it wasn't a bad thing. I told you specifically, Ronald, ALD, it wasn't a bad thing. I said, how Ron is. We love you just the way you are. So
yeah, that's like
now.
Somebody singing. Yo, I ain't saying nothing to hurt your feelings, but your breath smell like hot shit.
No,
baby.
That's not even my personality. You know that. That's not even my personality.
I'm not like that. You know that. Okay? Okay.
Okay, 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 yeah, okay, yeah, sure, uh-huh, uh-huh. You don't ever see me talking about you. I don't ever talk about you. All right, I'm lying. I'm lying.
I was not, you lying like a motherfucker because you talk about me every chance you get, goddammit. And don't
listen
you
here,
us,
listen
don't
here.
Shit.
Listen, 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 Patty Pot, listen.
First
of all, I said Patty Pot smoked a piss test. But anyway, you bring it on yourself when we get to talking about you. Okay.
I know, it's okay. I understand. I know. I take responsibility for what I bring on myself and the stuff that I be saying. Yes.
Especially
I know. I know I be pissed off. I know. I know. I know. I'm okay with that.
You know?
I'll accept my part.
You know what I'm saying? We just, every week is something new with you. You keep us together, you keep us laughing. Why are we starting with you? You got two capitalized letters in your name.
Oh,
you got a
shit.
Spell with no A. You now you throw your ass in a square.
I mean, what's that?
she went from two capitals to four corners. Like, what the fuck is up with this mathematical equation?
You ain't shit. Oh, you ain't shit, Ron. You ain't shit.
Oh, Lord. That's right, Ron. You're right. You're small.
Listen, she upgrading. You know what I'm saying? She leveling up.
Yes, she did.
I went from two to four, nigga.
Level up.
Exactly.
I'm trying to be like you when I grow up. I want to go get me two capitalized letters. I'm going to put my capitalized letters to be J.
Shut up.
And then I'm going to put a hyphen, no, apostrophe in between the J and the A and the I.
I can't. I'm not about to.
I'm going to make my capitals the R and the D. And before the D, I'm going to put this. Right. That's fucking. If she can have fucking two capitals, I can do what the fuck I want to do. And she got an apostrophe in there.
I know, right?
And an apostrophe.
Yeah. Add an apostrophe in that bitch. Just drop that shit anywhere. Then. I'm going to get on the pole. And I'm going to start twerking. And I'm twerking. Oh, yeah.
All right. The visual is killing me right now.
Okay, so last night on Nick D at night, I was telling about one of the girls that used to be on the show who had strong ass titties. So,
strong ass titties?
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. This is because she lifts weight, and so instead of her titties looking normal, they look real strong. And they'll jiggle. I just let them know titties supposed to jiggle.
If nobody has ever told you, you are stupid.
Stupid. I cannot with her.
Remember, I don't know who raised you people and who told you that they didn't jiggle, but titties jiggle. Okay? All right.
So, yeah. I just wanted to let the world know that titties jiggle.
So, we had a good laugh tonight. Because we really didn't have no real topic. We just wanted to get together, sit with our friends. That's all we wanted to do. I drank all my Jack White. I drank it. It was strong.
And I drank all of my Stella Rosa.
I haven't had no Stella Rosa in a while.
Girl, it was good to my taste buds, too, honey.
Yes. But she quirky. Is she quirky?
Throw that ass in the square.
Get your ass down. Get your ass down.
I was hitting them four. Hey, Ron. Hey, Ron, I was hitting them four corners.
You hitting them four corners?
I was hitting them four corners.
This has to box herself out.
All right, Medusa.
Yeah.
When you go to the alphabet store again to get your little Hennessy, see if they got that Crown Royal Peach down there and send your pizza from the North Carolina. So we ain't got here.
Okay,
I'm gonna go to the store.
We do too have it here now.
And it's already sold out
in
every
empty
store. I'm gonna
see if I can find it. I see
you
some. Promise.
Girl, where you going? He ain't gonna drink it. Throw that ass in the store.
Throw it in a square.
Let me ask you this, and then we're gonna get off of it. Do you know how to hula? I used to, friend. I don't know what happened. My whole, I haven't done it. If you take your ass off and give it to Miley Cyrus, you don't deserve it no more. I'm not giving it to that chicken leg girl. You don't deserve it no more. Give it to a white lady that's in need of ass. Because you have really disrespected your ass. You don't hula.
No, man. Okay, well, listen. In my defense, how can a person that don't have no motherfucking rhythm hula hoop successfully right now? But I'm going to Target tomorrow, and I'm giving me a motherfucking... Huh?
I'm fine. I need to trip over your shoes. Cause your sound.
I'm going to talk.
You ain't got no rhythm. Your sound is a little clumsy.
I've got rhythm. I'm clumsy.
I'll admit that.
I'm
clumsy. Hello. Your name.
I like sunshine.
Two caps. Two caps. Drug cap. Two left feet.
Sarah with no H. What else we got? We got Medusa square pants.
Two left feet. Left feet.
Nigga said she had two left caps. I'm done.
I'm done. I did not say that. I love
it's time to sign out. It's time to say goodbye to all my Negro friends.
Kill the white woman.
Medusa, we cannot with you. So,
I love y'all.
We will. Girl, we can't help but love you. So, we'll be back here next week. Same time, same place, different types of shenanigans and shit. And maybe, just maybe within this week's time, Medusa has learned to appreciate her ass and she starts twerking. But anyway,
I'm going to work on it.
So, I want you good black people to be good to each other. Don't do anything this weekend I wouldn't do. But I'm going to the motherfucking equestrian event.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go see some white people. I cannot. All right. I'm about to cue the white woman. Holler.
Good night.
Doses. Later.